Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. As we try to flatten the coronavirus curve, is it flattening your net worth? That's what we're going to talk about today with Eric Heckman. Hi, I'm Lee Wham Fulmer. I'm here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, as always, you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. And Eric, here we are talking about retirement in the midst of all this craziness. Welcome.
Yes, this is definitely unprecedented times. I mean, you know, people have talked about other things like 9/11 and the dot-com crash and 08, 09 and even wars and such. And we've never really had anything like this. I mean, I think probably one of the biggest shocks, that's the reason why this is kind of taking longer to really take hold across the country, is everybody thought with today's modern medicine and all of our high-tech stuff, we weren't prone to this like people were back, you know, 100 years ago. Turns out we really are. So the only nice part is at least we have a lot of high tech stuff to be able to, you know, rely on and keep somewhat being productive. But this is definitely going to be a new time frame for everybody. Yeah, I'm kind of equating it to, like, you know, the economy is really like when you throw that rock into the water, into the pond or whatever lake, and, you know, you see all those ripples. Let's just say just the easy one, an Uber driver can't go out and drive and make money. Well, then that means they can't go to the store and buy as much stuff. That means they can't do, you know, this and that. And it just goes throughout the whole economy. So hopefully you're one of the lucky ones that can still be fully employed and working from home. But there's a lot of people who aren't going to be able to do that. And I expect this to fully go for probably most likely 3 months. And so that's kind of what you've seen in China and other places. I know a lot of places are only saying 1 month, but I think we're going to see some extensions on that. I even have somebody on the city council that even said that they're planning on 12 weeks. And so, yeah, there's a lot of kind of first denial and then shock. And then now it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do now?
Very, very true. Does this look to you like what happened in 2008, or is it just a little bit different because it has to do, you know, with a virus?
So the most unique thing I think about this is, if you think about, you know, dot-com crash or 2008, these were all things that, well, probably some people could have seen the dot-com coming because, you know, the valuations were crazy and all that. But with 08, 09, a lot of that was Lehman Brothers going under, liquidity crisis, all this other stuff. And there is some of that now creeping in because of this. But the biggest, most unique thing about this is it's not like has a deadline, but it very likely has a somewhat deadline, right? We know that a lot of things will be shut down for anywhere from 1 to 3 months, and then things will start coming back online. You know, maybe it's slower. I don't know if you're going to go from, you know, not being able to be 6 feet from anybody and then going into a, you know, baseball season and having, you know, 50,000 people next year. There's going to be probably some stuff that's still not going to be 100% as things kind of ramp back up. But we at least know there's kind of an end sight, end game probably with this, where once the numbers calm down and things go back, and obviously if we have better treatment, which is probably the biggest thing that can be done, is having better treatment for the people that are the 5% or so that really get a bad case of it. You know, once we get to there, then yeah, you'll see things start popping back up. And so in some respects, the recovery will be quicker, but in a lot of respects, this is hitting every single industry. I mean, there's not an industry on basically the planet now that this is not affected. So that is very, very unique. So It's deep and, you know, massive effect, but also it should hopefully be fairly short term. So that's what makes it very strange.
So on our show, you always tell us we need to have a plan in retirement and a plan for the what ifs. And this is definitely a what if, right? So tell us about your plan and how you guide your retirees.
Well, so my planning really kind of came out of the dot-com crash and 9/11 timeframe. And, you know, I realized there was a lot of really bad stuff out there with the financial press and just the way people were planning. They just say, oh, put everything in the market. Well, that worked really good in, you know, late 80s and especially the 90s. But it was pretty dang obvious once you hit that dot-com crash that no, that planning was assuming that everything goes good forever and ever and ever. And as we can all tell now, those times change and they often change very abruptly. So, you know, what can you do different? I mean, what should you be doing different? Well, the nice thing for all my clients is we always have three types of money. So the 401k forces you into the market money, right? That's all the stock market stuff. That's the stuff that is getting monstrously beat up right now and probably still has quite some distance to fall. And then you've got some foundational money. Foundational money is stuff that can't go away. I mean, that's stuff like, you know, bank account and U.S. treasuries. Well, both of those are totally going down in interest rates. You know, and lastly, insurance companies. Insurance companies still have some pretty good products. They still have some pretty good options. They are going to be shrinking fast. I mean, I've already seen one company just stop selling one line of product, another one taking a product off the shelf, permanently. And there's going to be just a rash more of these announcements. So there is a little bit of a window right now to have some money that's guaranteed that you can't lose and that still earns, you know, ideally 3 to 5%. So it's going to be better than a bond. It's not going to be always beating stock market right now by just not losing. It'll be beating the stock market. But, you know, and so that's the stuff you want to be really looking for. And then lastly, the third type of money is steady income. This is stuff that's not in the market, but yet pays you good dividends. A lot of times they're real estate or mortgage funds and things like that. And so for my clients, at least two types of assets have not dropped and have not changed much. And so, yeah, the market stuff is definitely taking a beating, but you know, there are some options even on that. So, I mean, right now, more than ever, you need to have a plan. Ironically, right now, you probably have more time to do planning. So this might be a good time to do that. And one thing that we've always been able to do with radio listeners is I've done it for, you know, several years with people where they live too far from San Jose. So we just do it remotely. Hey, well, now we're doing them all remotely. So yeah, so we can do a video call or just a phone call, you know, find out what's your situation, find out a little bit more information about you and see if we can help. There's no cost, no obligation. I am pretty crazy busy right now, but if you want to request an appointment, you can definitely do that. You can book it online at wealthcreatorradio.com. So you can go there. If you can't find a time slot, just let us know. We might be able to free up some because I know some of the slots are getting really full fast. And then you can also do an easy way, which is text. Text the word visit for a virtual visit. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can also just call that number and leave us a message and we'll get right back to you.
And right now you're talking about different categories of income. What else do we need to know about your plan?
Well, you know, it's going to be tougher for people right now because it obviously depends on what age you are and where you are in the, you know, the time spectrum, right? So, you know, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, hopefully this will be all a distant memory by the time you hit retirement, right? So for people in those age categories, maybe a good term is gutsy, but if you want to be a little bit more gutsy, this is the time to actually maybe change in your allocation to be, for your new money at least, to be more risky. It may sound crazy, but by taking more risk, you can buy cheap, right? If things are going down, and you know, don't expect immediate results, but in a year or two, that you'll probably be very happy that you did that. You know, again, if you want to, get a little bit more information about how we work and maybe talking a little bit, we can set up a phone call. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and book directly online.
If life forces you to go to your backup plan, will you still be okay? We'll talk about that next with Eric on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering to help you with a retirement strategy. This is what he does. He creates wealth strategies for retirements. And when you do go in and see him and talk to him about your retirement plan, you're going to look at your income, your investments, your tax strategies, healthcare plan, even a legacy plan. Eric will help you create a, what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. Eric, within your plan, of course, are sources of income. Tell us about what those are. What are your clients typically relying on?
Yeah, well, I mean, these are super scary times, right? This is pretty much just a full-on liar. If you said you're not scared about something right now or fearful about something, right? So right. Nobody's ever in the world gone through something at this kind of a level. And so, yeah, falling back to a plan is always nice. I mean, it's just, you know, as I've talked about before, I do a lot of bike riding. And oh my gosh, last weekend was insane. It was literally so many people out on the trails that it was safer for me to ride on the streets where there were almost no cars, which was a very strange twist.
Very, very strange, right? You know, pictures. I saw your pictures.
And so one of the things that... that's definitely happened is, you know, people are starting to say, oh, well, let's do something different. Let's do something else, right? But what if you're out there on the trail and you get lost and you don't know where you go because it's a part of the area that you've never been in. And, you know, hopefully there was a map at the start and hopefully there's some guideposts or there's some people that can help you along the way. And really, that's kind of what a plan does. I mean, a plan, when you have one, you can kind of go back and say, hey, what if this happens? If something really bad happens now... Obviously, I did not have a pandemic response line in the financial plans, right?
Right.
This is not something that people were really always playing for. But the whole reason why my process is called Worry Less Wealth is because my mom was always our chief worrying officer. And she always wanted to know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to retire? How am I going to have money? And, you know, that's why we came up with this process after the dot-com crash to make sure that there were some backup plans. And so for most people nowadays, Social Security is the only kind of steady income source. Most of us don't have pensions. So now it's all up to you about creating your own, you know, your own type of lifetime income. How are you going to get that money? Well, obviously one can be from the markets, which is really a tough, tough place to do it. I mean, imagine if you're retired today and you're taking out monthly withdrawal out of the stock market. Guess what? When you cash in those shares this month, they will never recover. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you spent them, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't just choose not to be retired, especially right now, right? How would you even get a job? That's the tough part right now is, you know, usually when there's a bad time, when the market's doing bad, is usually the worst time to try to get a job. And so, yeah, you have to have income from more than one source. You can't just rely on Social Security alone. So then you're talking about your own savings. Well, if you have it all in the market, well, then that's, again, very scary right now. You know, if you've got some steady income stuff, like right now, I mean, you could have rentals, but, you know, rentals are very expensive, especially around here. And then, of course, there's all this talk about people not having to pay rent. And wow, that's a really crazy kind of idea in America just to say, oh, yeah, you don't have to pay your bills now. It's like, what? So that could be a little hard, but there are steady income investments that are different than that, that are much more protected, that, you know, are backed up by corporations, other things. And those will still keep paying the income. And those are usually paying 5 or 6% even now. And then lastly, having that foundational money. I mean, there are tools with insurance companies that where you can get a lifetime guaranteed income. No matter what, you can have guaranteed growth no matter what. Well, guess what? That is a really good idea right now, probably more than ever. However, those products are going to be monstrously different if, you know, with the Fed going to zero, interest rates just tanking down to, I mean, the 10-year treasury had never been below 1% until February, you know, and now it's just insanely low. And so with all this craziness going on, it's going to stay that way for probably quite some time. And so now is really the time to take action. I mean, you may be painful because you're like, hey, I don't want to lock in my losses. Well, what if you get even more losses and you lock in the opportunity, you know, that opportunity to have more money for the rest of your life and have some guaranteed money. That, I think, is worse thing to give up than locking in some losses, is locking in the loss of that opportunity. And so, yeah, so that's really the reason why you want to be having a plan. You know, if you have that plan and you get lost, you can kind of go back to that plan and say, okay, well, how does this affect everything? What should I be changing, or what should I not be changing? You know, usually the common advice is, oh, don't react. Just ride this out. This one's different than a little bit normal. So this one, you might want to take some actions, and you might want to be smarter about it. And I think the financial advisors who say, oh, just don't do anything, lack really any insight. I mean, that's not advice. That's just, you know, hide. Well, that's, you know, that's the ostrich financial planner. And that's not what we want to be. So no, this is one of those times where you do want to take some actions. You may not want to take drastic, huge actions, but you might want to definitely take some action now and see how at least you can, you know, get some silver linings out of these dark clouds that are on the horizon. And so, you know, again, if that's something you want to talk to us about, you want to get a little bit more information, we can set up a phone appointment or even a video chat. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Right. His website, wealthcreatorradio.com. There you can find out all about Eric and his team. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and he's been doing this for 27 years. So again, thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking now about income in retirement. Of course, alternatives to the stock market, tax planning, social security changes, just all kinds of things. And one thing I wanted to ask you is about taxes. And how big of an impact taxes are going to have on our retirement? Can you explain that, Eric?
Yeah, well, of course, the tax stuff is very much changed. So now, you know, at least for this year in terms of filing. So normally we'd be saying, hey, it's almost time to get your taxes finished. And well, now we got till July 15th.
That's new.
And hopefully the state conforms. They were doing June, so it's a little messy there. But so hopefully that all gets rectified here pretty soon. But yeah, so you do have some more time. I'd still try to file them, especially if you got a refund. File them right away. You know, get that money. You're going to probably need it. In terms of taxes and retirement, I mean, that's the part that people never appreciate, never fully understand until they get there, is how huge the tax bill is in retirement, because you get to pick and choose your income. So you can pick from tax-free stuff. You can pick from taxable. But the problem for most of us is usually it's 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. That's all the stuff that we retire with. And all those you said, oh, don't tax me now, tax me later. And then you get there, and later's not the best place to be because it's very taxing. So you never really thought about that. You never really said, oh, what would my taxes be? You know, you just go, oh, my taxes will be lower in retirement. Well, you hopefully don't have any kids to write off anymore at that point. Hopefully they're out of the house. If your mortgage is paid down more by then, you don't have that much mortgage interest. And especially with the new tax law, you may not even be able to write off much. So yeah, you may have less income, but do you have less taxable income? And that's really the biggest key, is what's the taxable income? So yeah, that's one of the things that you have to really start thinking about and really look at the calculations, because it can be pretty bad. And one of the solutions that can often be a very popular one is Roth IRAs. So, you know, a lot of times we use the example of a farmer. You know, do you pay the tax on the seed, or do you want to pay the tax on the harvest? Seed's a lot cheaper, right? Doesn't cost much. And then once you have the harvest, hopefully you're making lots of money, and that'd be the time not to pay taxes. Well, most of us have been kind of suckered into this thing of let's pay taxes later. Well, you know, just in the first 2 to 3 years of Trump's administration, the national debt went up by $2 trillion. Why is that? Well, a lot of that was the tax cuts, right? You lower your income and you don't spend any less, you know, you're going to rack up some bills. Well, now they're talking $1 trillion, $2 trillion of bailouts and other things that are going to have to be, you know, put in place to counteract all this effects of the virus. So, you know, the national, you know, that if you go to usdebtclock.org, I mean, it's a scary place to go. It's really depressing, actually. So don't go there.
I know, it just ticks and ticks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just going to speed up even faster and faster. So what does that mean? The only way out is you got it, taxes. And so if you're deferring taxes at one bracket, and then you're going to say, here, I'm just going to wait to pay them later, And we know this tax law ends in the end of 2025. Well, taxes will shoot back up and they'll probably even go maybe even higher. Well, this is the time to be, you know, doing something about it. So you could be converting to a Roth IRA. The drawback is you have to pay taxes now on that. Now, when I say now, this year, but this year doesn't really mean this year, right? You know, these taxes for 2020 aren't due until April of 2021. Mm-hmm. So if you're, say you got an IRA that was $20,000 and now it's worth $10,000, well, if you convert it over and it goes back up to $20,000 eventually on the tax-free side of the world, you just saved a ton of tax. So this may be the best time in the world to ever do a Roth conversion. So yeah, really you want to know about taxes. You want to understand taxes. And you know, we do actually have a report if you want to get a copy of that. All you have to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word tax to 800-454-1184 or go online to Wealth Creator Radio and you can request it there.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So wouldn't you like to worry less? I think that's everybody's goal. And so, Eric, let's talk about how you help your clients navigate through volatility like we're experiencing right now in the stock market.
Well, so there's a couple things. One is don't have all your money there. It sounds very simplistic, but shockingly, it is an option and people don't think about it. And, you know, we got very spoiled with a decade of just straight up stock market. I mean, this ironically, the end of the bull market was almost to the day. I mean, it was within a week of when the bull market started 11 years ago. So from 2009 to 2020, basically, the market was pretty much straight up. Now, 11, 15, 18, they had some pretty good corrections, which is more than a 10% drop. But we didn't have any full bear markets, which is more than a 20% drop. Now, we're going to probably be in one of the worst drops we've ever seen ever in history. And so, you know, one of the ways to avoid it, of course, yeah, have some money that's not in the market. Have some money that's steady income. Have some money that's foundational. But for the stuff in the market, yeah, I mean, one of the things that complacency is one of the probably the biggest undiagnosed kind of conditions that people have, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a medical condition per se, but it's more just a we just take things for granted and then all of a sudden, you know, hold it, what? It changed. And so there's a lot of shock involved. And that's what this has been initially, I think, was hold it, markets can go down this big. Because a lot of people don't even remember it. And especially if you were, imagine you're 30 years old right now. You've probably never put money into a retirement plan with a bad year.
Right.
I mean, for the last decade,
19.
When you,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could be almost 35 because when you finally started, you probably didn't even start doing a retirement plan until you had been out of college for a little bit. Right. So there's some people who have never even seen this, never even thought about it. So that's one issue. But the other thing was, you know, there was tons of signs we were doing talks about preparing for recession last fall. You know, recession, regardless of the virus part, was kind of already on the horizon. And, you know, there was this thing called the inverted yield curve, which now is basically 8 for 8. It was 7 for 7 every time that happened when the long-term rates went below the short-term rates, meaning people were, you know, more scared in the short-term than they were in the long-term. You know, that's not a good sign. And so that's what, you know, that happened last year. And, you know, it's happened several times since then. But so for a lot of my clients, well, not a lot, all my clients, what I did a couple days before New Year's Eve was we added a volatility controlled type of manager where they use all these algorithms to basically kind of reallocate monies when they see a trend. Now, the hard part is this thing was not a trend. You know, this thing came on like a freight train hitting a truck, right? This came really fast and hard, but then it was becoming a trend. And so, I mean, I guess pretty much everybody right now in the market's getting an F in terms of performance. They kind of got a D. So still not good, but less bad. And, you know, then we also have another volatility control manager that all they do is look at volatility. And they were actually, early March, they were actually positive for the year, which is crazy. And now I think they're probably a little bit negative, but not much at all. And, you know, they don't do as good on the up years, but for the down ones, they definitely are a good place to have some money. And so, you know, that's one of the things we've been doing is a couple weeks ago, we moved a lot more monies and, you know, a lot of our clients, a lot of the major portion of their assets into both of those two managers, because they'll at least protect you on the downside. As things come back up, they'll get some of that. They may not get all of it, but that's where we can then change things again. But again, this is going to go for several more months. And then all the bad news will really hit. We'll see who is highly leveraged. I mean, right now, any company that's highly leveraged, you know, if you got a lot of debt and you all of a sudden you shut down most of your income, yeah, those are going to be the places that aren't going to survive. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of companies start going under, but you won't probably see that until midsummer. And hopefully things are kind of going back online at that point and people are able to go back to work and normal lives again. You know, then, you know, as those things are coming back up, you're going to still see companies going down because of it was too late, right? So, you know, so that's one of the things that you want to do is you want to have some volatility control type of asset manager in your portfolio for the stock market stuff. And then you also want to have some stuff that's not in the market, some stuff that's steady income. And by having a mix, that's really what works. And so one of the things we can send you is it's a report we've always had. It's a lot more meaningful than it's been, but called Understanding Market Corrections. And I guess now we should rename it Understanding the New Bear Market. But but we're not going to change the title because it takes too long. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of this report, it's something that we can text you the link and, you know, don't worry, you don't get spammed out or nothing like that. But if you want to get a copy of it, it does give you some really good insight on, you know, what's happened before. How long does these usually last? Typically like about 9 months is how long these run. In terms of how long does it take back? It usually takes about a year to get things back, sometimes longer. So, you know, it goes through all those quick stats. But again, it's only about 12 pages or something. It's not super wordy or hard to read. So, you know, again, if you want a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we're talking about in retirement, you've got to have a plan. And so if you don't have a plan, then times like these are going to be pretty scary because you're not going to know what to do next. With Eric, you plan for these what ifs. You know, what if now we didn't ever think about a coronavirus ever happening and altering our markets? This is very uncharted territory, but definitely they plan for the what ifs with the market and everything. So, Eric, another what if is to plan for medical care in retirement, health care in retirement. And we always hear these reports from Fidelity. They tell us that a couple 65 years and older retiring today in today's world, $285,000 is what they can expect to pay in medical care in retirement. So that's pretty overwhelming. How do you start to plan for that big of an expense in retirement with your clients?
Yeah, well, just to clarify the number you quoted there, that's just premiums and co-payments and all that stuff. I mean, we're not talking long-term care or, mm-hmm. you know, home care or anything like that. So yeah, it's a lot of money, you know, so there's a couple things. One is anytime somebody's trying to retire pre-65, you know, they really have to get a reality check of how much is that health insurance going to really cost them? Because, you know, a lot of times people, they get through their company, they're kind of immune to the actual real cost. I had somebody who's, they've paid off their house and she's a little bit older, so she's already retired, but her husband's going to retire at 60. And since they kind of live a you know, not a super expensive lifestyle or anything. Yeah, she's like, oh, we only need $3,000 a month to live on. And I was like, what about medical insurance? And the insurance just for him will probably be $1,000 a month. You know, so for what she was planning, that's 33% increase just for the premiums, not even co-pays or other stuff, right? So that's one issue anytime you talk about health insurance and retirement. And, you know, right now with a lot of people maybe getting laid off, I mean, one of the things you got to watch out for is never go past 63 days of not having coverage. If you miss that, then they can start kicking in pre-existing conditions and all sorts of stuff. And right now, if all of a sudden you did come down with a virus and, you know, you missed that and they try to call that a pre-existing, that would be really bad, right? So never let that happen. I was just talking to a client last week and she had missed a payment on her COBRA. You know, she'd been working now on her own. And so, but she was still covered under COBRA at her older employer. She missed it by a few days and they refused to let her pay it back. They said, nope, your insurance is covered, canceled. And I was like, you have to do this by the end of this month or else, you know, they can hit you with pre-existing conditions, which right now would not be a good thing. You know, but then in terms of long-term care part, I mean, once you're 65, you can get on Medicare, you know, you pay the supplement, all that stuff. You're probably talking $400 or $500 or something a month each. It's not as bad. But what about long-term care? I mean, what if you do get some sort of illness or Alzheimer's, all these different things that can come at us? And so, you know, there are options, but again, you know, that's one of the reasons why we do a plan. We look at all this, we say, okay, how do we plan this out? How do we make sure you have enough money? How do we make sure you know what's going on in your finances? Because right now, more than ever, having a plan is super critical. So, you know, if that's something you want to set up, we can do this online or just on the phone. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. So today on our show, we're talking about always having a plan, and especially when it comes to retirement. I mean, we all know that if you're going to plan something outdoors, like a family picnic or something, you're going to have a backup plan, right? In case the weather's bad. So why wouldn't you come up with a backup plan for your income in retirement? Eric, let's talk about how much we can count on with Social Security for reliable income in retirement.
Yeah, a lot of times people really think that Social Security is not that big a deal and, okay, it's only a couple grand or something like that, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000, but that really does add up. And especially if you're married, it can be some pretty good money. And again, it's California state tax-free, which is crazy since we tax everything in California, but we don't tax that. And so that's one nice thing. And then in terms of federally, yeah, you're going to probably pay tax on it. They don't tax 15% of it, but pretty much all of it's going to be taxable. And so, yeah, but still, it's going to be a good source of income. So you do want to make sure you plan correctly. If you're doing it before your full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67, or if you're born in the late 50s, it's a combination of a few months between 66 and 67. But if you turn it on early before that full retirement age and you work, right now, if you make more than 18,240, you're going to give back some of that money and you could potentially give back all of it. So you have to be very careful about if you're working still, you have to be really careful about, does it really make sense to turn it on that early? But also a lot of times it makes no sense to wait so long. I've seen it more and more now that that if you're waiting, it's not as big a deal because it used to, well, it still is 8% higher every year you wait. But now if you're waiting from 67 to 70, that's only 3 years, right? When it was 65, you know, that was 5 years of that 8% growth. Well, now with only 3 years, yeah, it's still a lot. But how much did you have to spend? So if you still retired, say at 66 or 67, well, let's keep the math easy. Let's say you got $2,000 a month and you retire at and your full retirement age is 66. Well, that means between now and age 70, you'd get $96,000 plus cost of living. So you get right around 100 grand that would come into your checking account, right? If you still retired at 66, but you waited to turn that money on until 70, you know, you had to spend $100,000 from someplace, right? Because you didn't get the check. That means your other assets now are 100 grand less, plus the earnings less. Obviously, you can't leave behind those assets because you spent them. Whereas Social Security, if you had the higher income, you could have spent less assets and left more behind. Yeah, it's really in the context of an overall income plan, you can figure out what's the best way to go. But again, as we were saying earlier in the show, yeah, you need to have something beyond just the Social Security. Just that way you make sure you've got enough money on your own. Yeah, there's a lot of guaranteed plans out there. They are rapidly changing with this crazy environment that we're in right now. With interest rates being so low, you're going to see a lot of great products, great things that were guaranteed to pay you out a lot of money get pulled off the shelf. And this happened basically in 2010 and stuff, when interest rates kept going down and going down, insurance companies at first thought it wasn't going to last that long, and then they realized how long it was lasting. And so they started, you know, changing products, lowering them. And sadly enough, they just started kind of improving them, getting them to be higher payments. And then, of course, now we've hit, you know, the Fed's hit zero again. So with that, they're going to take a lot of stuff off the shelf. So it's not as bad as trying to find toilet paper. So it's, at least it's not that bad. But it is going to be harder to find some good products if you wait much more than a few weeks from now, because there is going to be a lot of changes. I've already seen some companies pull things off the shelf. One company just stopped selling one entire line of products, just pulled out of the market altogether. And so, yeah, you're going to see a lot more and more of that because interest rates are just too low for them. Now, the nice thing is once you get one of these products, if you, like most insurance companies say, oh, we're going to get rid of this product, and you've got, you know, a week, 10 days or something to get all the applications signed. And then they usually give you another, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 days to get the money there. Really, what you have to do is, you know, if you're even interested or even wanting to get some of this, I've been just been telling people just, okay, let's just sign the paperwork. Let's get that in there. That way we've got them on the hook for having to commit to us, you know, these rates. And then if you don't want to do it, it's fine. There's no cost or obligation type of thing, but at least now we've got them, you know, where they're stuck and they got to do some action. So, you know, there is some time to still get some pretty good ways to get some lifetime income. Because if you're guaranteeing yourself some money on top of Social Security, I mean, think of it. If you could have maybe instead of two or three, if you could have four or five or 6,000 a month coming in no matter what the markets do, that's going to make retirement a lot easier. It's going to put a lot less pressure on your portfolio to massively perform well, which is going to be really hard right now anyways. And so, yeah, so that's the stuff that you really want to be looking for. So again, if you want to get a little bit more information on that and how to do that, we can set up a phone appointment or video chat. Again, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, in times like these, we're experiencing market volatility. We're experiencing just sort of fearful days with this coronavirus, nobody really knowing when this is going to all end. So it would be helpful to have a guide through all of this. We talk about this a lot on our show. Tell us the kinds of qualities we need to be looking for when we're trying to choose a financial professional to work with for retirement.
Yeah, so I think that's really critical is really kind of doing your homework. You know, because a lot of times people just, they either, they're in their bank or their credit union, somebody says, hey, you should go talk to this guy or this lady, and, you know, they'll help you get some stuff done or something. And, you know, or maybe they talk to a friend and say, oh yeah, you should talk to this guy. You definitely want to do a little bit more research. You know, you don't want to just say, hey, have you done brain surgery before? Okay, can you do mine? You probably want to look up their background a little bit, right? Get a little bit more information. So there's two major types of advisors. Unfortunately, there is no real true definition of what a financial advisor is. I mean, there's tons of them in the books, you know, in the dictionary and stuff, but legally, there's not much of one. So one of the types is somebody who's a registered representative. So if they say registered representative on their card, that means they've got a broker dealer. The broker dealer tells them what products they can and can't use. So think of that tool chest that maybe is out in your garage. You know, they can maybe use drawers 1, 2, and 5, but drawers 3 and 4 are off limits because either their broker dealer doesn't like those products, they can't make enough money off those products, or they're just too much of a hassle for them to have to educate their field force. You know, whatever the reason is, there's some stuff that they just can't legally talk to you about. And that would jeopardize their license even if they did offer those things to you. So it's not that they're hiding things from you, it's just they're not allowed to discuss it. Well, you know, in times like this, you want every single product available out there. You also want somebody who's under the fiduciary standard. So there's this best interest standard and the suitability standard that people who are registered representatives have, which basically means, hey, if this is good enough for you, yeah, it's okay. We can do it. You know, if it makes us a lot more money, that's fine with us. That's pretty awful. You know, you hope your doctor doesn't just only prescribe the stuff that makes you the most money or makes him the most money, right? And so, yeah, really what you want to be looking at is, you know, somebody who has a fiduciary standard, which means they have to do what's in your best interest. They have to disclose everything that they're doing. They have to, everything's upfront and honest and, you know, very visible. You know, that type of advisor, that's what we are. We're registered investment advisors. So we have that fiduciary standard. We have to do what's in the best interest of our clients. And, you know, anything on the risk side of the world, we're willing to charge fees. We don't take commissions. The nice thing, though, is a lot of the steady income or alternative assets that we use, a lot of times our clients get a refund. They'll actually get sometimes 6 or 7% back into their account because we're not taking any commission up front. But those companies normally pay it so that my clients get it back. You know, so there's great things that you can do when you're talking to the right person. The other thing is make sure they're doing it from a planning aspect. This is right now, you know, unfortunately, anytime things go crazy like this, people come up with, you know, scams. They come up with all sorts of bad stuff. Don't want somebody who's just saying, hey, put this money here because, it, you know, you're going to protect it. And then you have no idea that it had a, you know, some crazy surrender fee that's going to lock your money up for a long time or something like that. You really want to start with a plan first. So if the person's not asking you about what's your plan or trying to develop a plan and just trying to push you some product, that's kind of a big red flag in my book. So obviously, it's really helpful if you have somebody who's been here and done that before. You know, unfortunately, I've done this a few times now, right? And dot-com days and 08, 09 days. And now we got virus days. I don't know what we're going to fully call this. You know, I actually do have I do actually have another website, socialdistancerecession.com.
Oh, there you go.
That's another website I have where I'm doing a little bit more up-to-date videos and such. You can also find the videos at wealthcreator.com, but on YouTube, the Wealth Creator channel. But yeah, socialdistancerecession.com is another option. But again, if you want to get a little bit more information, you want to have somebody talk to during this crazy time, set a phone appointment and we can kind of go over your situation, see if we can help you anything, any way we can. There's no cost, no obligation. We're just here to help. Do that by texting the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, today we've been talking about having a plan for retirement. And right now, though, you have for us a wealth success story. So give us a lesson of a wealth success story, please.
Well, since we've been kind of equating this to dot-com and 08, 09 crash, one of the things that comes to mind a lot is really I had a client that, you know, when things were looking really ugly in the real estate market, had lost half its value, and, you know, homes that were 400,000 were down to 100 grand at the auctions. So one of my clients went to one of these auctions and wrote a check off his home equity line. And, you know, paid basically cash for this house up in Vallejo area for, you know, just a little over 100 grand. I mean, literally that house had been 400 before that. And then the bank shut off his, once that check cleared, they shut off his equity line because banks were doing that back then. So then he actually had some bunch of money in his life insurance that he built up with me. And so we were borrow out that money tax-free and he bought another house. The main reason I bring that up now is there will be some opportunities coming up. You know, there will be, if you've got cash, if you've got money sitting on the sidelines, you know, things will improve. Like we said earlier, this one's a kind of a weird and then a little bit more odd than normal type of economic cycle, because the whole economic issue is the fact that people can't go to work, right? People can't spend money, can't go out there and do things. Once they start being able to do that, things are going to pop back up. So, you know, if you've got some cash, you got some money sitting on the sidelines, wait for around the time frame when you start seeing that things are going back up. And hey, that might be the time to really jump in and, you know, and take advantage of you know, all this bad stuff, right? I mean, you know, there's always somebody who's going to be making money in positive or negative times. And, you know, that could be one way that you could do that is if you have some cash sitting there, maybe let it sit for a while. My guess would be June or July would be probably at this point the most likely time frame that things would be probably bottoming out and such. And so, yeah, that might be the great time to jump back in. So, again, you know, start thinking not with as much fear, but thinking about what are the opportunities. You know, I mean, anytime something this scary, this crazy happens, we all first kind of regress into ourselves and think about fear. But what action can we take to actually make this all work out better? Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could be taking care of, but taking care of your financial plan is probably one of the most critical things you could do right now today. So again, that's something where we can help you online, a phone call or a video chat. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Definitely check us out online. We'll have a lot of webinars being posted fairly soon here. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.